KFAX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tropical storm Ernesto strengthening as it swings north of Puerto Rico. Winds about 60 miles an hour. People are being warned to stay out of the ocean. Puerto Rico's main energy provider is asking people to call if they detect outages. The U.S. continues working to get ceasefire talks going again in the Middle East. That as Israel braces for a possible attack from Iran, the State Department approving $20 billion in new weaponry sales to Israel. Ukrainian troops continue their offensive into Russia. ABC chief foreign correspondent Ian Pannell has more.
Another region of Russia declaring a state of emergency over Ukraine's audacious operation across the border. Overnight, the governor of the border region of Belgorod calling the situation very difficult following attacks by Ukrainian forces, saying houses are destroyed, civilians dead and injured. Belgorod, of course, being used to launch consistent deadly attacks on Ukraine.
ABC's Ian Paddle. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters say no to two questions to amend the state constitution. Melissa Kay reports.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Rebecca Cook is the winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. She takes on Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden in November. Tony Weed is the winner in northeast Wisconsin's 8th U.S. House seat Republican primary. He faces Democrat Kristen Lyerly in the general election. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's the day after a primary election, so we've got results for you. The race has narrowed for Dane County Executive. Melissa Agard and Dana Pelleban will be on the ballot in November. They got the most votes out of four candidates. Agard was a state senator and stepped down to run for this role. Meanwhile, Pelleban is the executive director of the Rape Crisis Center. Agard won by a landslide. She has the most name recognition and the most funding. Now the two will square off for November. Meanwhile, in Agard's old seat, we have a winner. Melissa Ratcliffe will represent the 16th Senate District. These Senate seats do not open up too often, so three members of the Assembly were running for it. It covers parts of Dane, Jefferson, and Dodge counties. There's no Republican on the ballot in November, so Ratcliffe didn't just win the primary, she won the whole shebang. Ratcliffe spent decades as a paralegal before joining the Wisconsin State Assembly. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers reboot for L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost again last night at home to the Dodgers. Final score 7-2 in favor of Los Angeles. William Contreras with his 15th home run of the year, about the only highlight for Milwaukee. Tonight, it's Frankie Montas on the mound for the Brewers against the Dodgers' Walker Buehler. NFL. Matt LaFleur asked if he's concerned about running back A.J. Dillon's performance against the Browns.
Yeah, it wasn't good enough. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of daylight to run the ball, and certainly when you have three cracks at it to get a yard, and you don't get it done, I mean, that's a problem.
Dillon only gained 2 yards on four carries and had this to say.
I graded a 98%. If you know football, you watch the tape and you don't look at the stats and you are actually putting yourself in the game, somebody else go out there and do more than what I did. Yeah. If you don't live inside my house, your opinion to me is so secondary that I couldn't be bothered with it. And I promise you, everybody in this building is working their ass off to do the best they can.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Little sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 83. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, tomorrow. Tomorrow night could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch to an inch or more. Our low tonight, mid-60s. Tomorrow's high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's Wednesday. That means it's time for Public Cervix Announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. If you have a question for the doctor, just send it to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
And I also think you've heard me say this. Hope is the most powerful word in the English language. It was so powerful for when my wife and I first had our first child, we named our daughter Hope. But my wife often reminds me, hope is a great word and a beautiful name, but it's not a damn plan. We can't hope that we defeat Donald Trump. We can't hope that we can collectively bargain. We can't hope we protect Social Security. We can't hope that we address climate change. You don't hope to win. You plan, prepare, and work to win.
Coach.
He was out here. He was in L.A.
He was.
Speaking to, I love that union, Ask Me. Did I say that right?
Sure.
I've spoken to them before. I love him. I can't. I'm sad. I love him so much. I just can't. I can't. What was the other? I couldn't decide which one. Hang on. Where's the other one? He's just, and this is pure class. Number 12, mm-hmm. Coach Waltz yesterday.
And I firmly believe you should never denigrate another person's service record. Anyone brave enough to put on that uniform for our great country, including my opponent, I just have a few simple words. Thank you for your service and sacrifice.
Oh. When they go weird, we go waltz. Mm-hmm. Sure. I'm reclaiming weird in a good way. I'm wearing my I Make Things Weird t-shirt because we are the good weird.
Yes.
Okay, this may be my... First of all, thank you, Nicole Wallace, for saying... Were we the only ones talking about his slurring and lisping? Like, once again, my boyfriend Lawrence O'Donnell was right. It's 2016 all over again, mm-hmm. in some ways.
Yeah.
That you don't... Noel Kassler has been screaming from the rooftop since whatever. He has a drug problem. Why doesn't anyone... Like, they just won't touch certain things. Like, there's such a... They've lowered the bar so low for him. They don't even... Everyone's like, are you kidding me? He sounds like, you know, Sylvester the Cat meets... Like, Rudy Giuliani, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That means Daffy Duck.
Death Meckleball. Yeah, exactly. That's what I meant when I did this. I meant Rudy Giuliani.
It's despicable.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine them having a spit off, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, Laughocracy said, let's consider Daffy Don's newfound list to be karma for all the times he attacked Joe Biden over his stutter. It's true. There are so many karmas coming. Have I mentioned that?
There are.
We have a t-shirt like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, did I bury the lead? I got Governor Pritzker for Chicago Sexy Liberal.
Yes, you did bury
I'm going to be insufferable today. Chris was here. I was like, oh, my God. Hi. Can I just say, you know, the guy that owns the show mm-hmm. is trying to kill me for the life insurance money?
Yep.
He is right less than you are. And I mean, he, remember a few months ago, he's okay. let's get the governor. I'm like, Ron, are you high? I'm not going to be able to get the governor of Illinois to sexy liberal. Oh, my God.
You got the governor of Illinois.
You did. Governor J.B. Pritzker. We'll join Mark Hamill, Representative Jan Schakowsky, Jill Winebanks, and there's another one that I'm going to... One last one. I'm going to explode if I... Explode.
You will be insufferable.
Until I get a confirm.
Right.
Soft confirms are no good at this point.
Right. Nope.
Yeah. But you are correct. It's both of the Obamas and Oprah. Thank you for your speculation. It's going to happen!
Good.
I don't think Oprah has a house in Chicago anymore.
No.
No.
I think she's a Montecito girl.
Yeah.
Oh, like she couldn't fly in.
True.
Yeah, I mean,
she can afford to.
Okay, so very few. I went actually on this morning. Very, very few tickets because we also have to set aside because we're filming for pay per view. So there's cameras. So plus we need for governors. Good God.
Entourage.
Stuff, family, security. Yes. There's lots of. So I would there. I mean, there may be like little you can get. There are some available for in person, but it's going to be the party of the century.
Yes.
I would go now if you are going to be in Chicago. If not, pay-per-view, man, is going to be amazing.
Even if you're in Chicago and it is sold out, you can get pay-per-view.
There exactly. You go. There you go. So you will not miss it, including this rise that I can rip the last thing I can't.
And with pay-per-view, you can see the governor up close.
Right. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Uh-huh. And you can see Mark Hamill up close.
I've been Kristen Wigging all night. I've been having my own slumber party. Oh my God, I'm so excited. All right, yeah. Jody, you know I'm obviously.
Oh my God!
Jody knows I'm not sleeping because I'm sending her texts and threads in the middle of the night.
Yeah, no, I got up at 12:45 this morning,
yeah.
And you had just finished sending me a group.
Yeah. I was talking to my best friend in Australia for a couple hours, middle of the night, and then just also doing that.
Oh my God!
Look at the lineup. Okay.
You love surprises.
Well, they're not a surprise to me anymore.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. I mean, it's complimentum. It just keeps rolling in.
Is that a thing?
Complimentum? Yeah. Because I said.
Okay.
It'll be a thing.
First of all, we had our friend Olivia Troy on yesterday, Republicans for Harris. They had 60,000 people on their call.
Huge.
Right? With all of our beloveds, Michael Steele, Joe Walsh. Listen, they
Mark Hamill's
stay
on that call, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Although he's not a Republican.
But still.
Yeah. Okay. They need to stay in the light with us, like we said to Olivia. Now you are our binky. Now join us. Look how much more fun we're having over here. Right? When we reclaim, like, our country and they reclaim their party. I'm like, no, stay with us in the light. Look, dance parties are dancing to ABBA at our rallies. They're dancing ABBA. It's fantastic. Okay. The Harris campaign for president continues to surge according to Cook Report, which shows her up or tied, hold please, with Donald Trump in all but one swing state. Wow. We keep forgetting how short a time this campaign has been going, which is making it even more just astounding. The only state Trump still holds a slim lead is Nevada, though Trump has narrowed Trump's margin by 6 points just in the last. Are we at 3 weeks yet? We're not even at 3 weeks yet, are we?
I think we just passed.
I think
weeks.
We're in the fourth week.
Yeah. I think 3 weeks was Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, Harris not just making gains against Trump generally, but making gains in key swing states with a surprising and crucial voting group. According to CNN, the white working class voters, meaning white voters without a college degree, are Donald Trump's core group. Aw, bye-bye.
Would you?
They were key to his ability to break down the blue wall, as we always call it in the, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Trump still leads, but it was 25 points back in May. It's now 14 points again.
Yeah.
3 weeks in. Mm-hmm. It's just... Okay, is she trying to make me love her even more? I feel, you know how you can sense another potty mouth woman, even though she's much too classy to do it in public? So where is this? Do we have this?
It's at the, towards the bottom. Wait, no, it's not. It's 10.
Okay. She was asked her favorite
curse word.
Oh.
What's your favorite curse word?
I can't say it. It starts with an M and it ends with a.
Come on.
Okay. Not ER.
I just got that. Okay.
I didn't think I could love her anymore. Remember, that was my old executive producer, our old executive producer at KBC. That was our salutation for each other every day.
Yes, it was.
Mother, what's going on?
So pleasant.
Let's reinstitute that with our new executive producer.
And our greeting is, hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. We just do whatever's in our PSAs that we have to hear 11 billion times.
Well, that's actually a commercial.
That's a commercial.
Loser
that's not a PSA.
Towny guy.
Loser Towny guy.
I have chlamydia. No, I don't.
Chlamydia?
I don't have it. I'm just... Oh, now that clip's going to go around right-wing world.
Yeah.
But I don't.
I know.
No way.
Nah. Way?
No way.
You sure?
No way.
Way.
You haven't
no
done
way
anything to contract chlamydia.
I know. I don't leave my house.
Right.
Unless you can get it from one of your
dogs.
You
need to be around people.
Which means you are a
loser towny guy.
I'll be out here by the dumpster. Okay. Oh, wait. I don't know. I was talking about, the list. Not just the way, no way. Did you see Trump's? His lies are already even starting to entertain me. So, we've entered a new era of joy. His lies are so laughable now. First of all, he said Kamala Harris ruined California.
Huh?
I find it quite lovely here. I don't know about you. Oh, I guess this would be the first statement, and then we'll get to the from the bassinet of the 45th. Okay. Is he just trying to, knock the books out of her hands?
Pay attention to me. Kamala, you ruined San Francisco, one of the greatest cities in the world.
Really? Didn't they say it was a filthy city full of homos? Like, always? Haven't they always used San Francisco as a slur?
Yep.
One of the most greatest places on earth, and you make America into a giant combination of both. We're not going to let that happen. Make America great again.
Okay, that's the first one. Oh, she ruined the entire state of California. So.
Right.
Okay.
Yo, somebody would like a word.
Okay, this was an
My conversation with Elon last night was heard by a record audience and was really something special.
Finally, we agree. It was
something special.
Really something special.
It was something all right.
As Elon himself is very special.
Yes.
Also agreed.
Very special.
And I thank him for such a strong endorsement, unfortunately, because of the complexity of modern day equipment.
Really? A cell phone
and cell phone technology. My voice was, in certain areas, somewhat different and strange. Therefore, we put out an actual and perfect recording of the conversation. Enjoy!
Have you heard that?
No.
Do you have the perfect... Is his health care plan stapled to it?
It is. It is.
All right. He can't... What was it? What did he say? Oh, modern-day equipment. We're using modern-day equipment, relatively.
They make we're not analog, so there's that.
Sound like I have a list.
We're not using analog tape.
What cell phone or modern technology makes you sound like you've got a lisp?
None of them.
Can I just say, hang on, hold please. Why? Hold please.
All right.
Okay.
No. Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Right.
There's a lot. It's a lot today.
Okay.
So I'm going to carry the four divided. But hang on, I got it. Hang on, I get some breaking news music again. You did not talk amongst yourselves,
as I asked. Now she's stole
rutabaga, something. Rutabaga, rutabaga, rutabaga,
rutabaga. Which is what my niece used to call earthquakes.
He's in Paris.
We had a big one the other day. I actually felt it. I was awake and I felt it.
It was a 4.4. It wasn't that big.
Wow.
It was close, though.
What kind of native?
It was within the city limits of Los Angeles.
It was close, but...
All right, anyway, I'll find it. Oh, here it is. Here it is.
My gas line.
This is what Noel Castler has been screaming for years. Everyone on The Apprentice knows he's a drug addict. And they just, it's stuff like that the mainstream media won't touch. They won't ask. Dr. Jack Brown tweeted, a sudden onset of a lisp, you say? I've been saying it for years now. Trump has a permanent oral prosthesis. He needs this prosthesis to block a permanent hole in his hard palate, the roof of his mouth, a complication from his ongoing decades-long cocaine abuse. I mean, I listened to him, and it's not the first time. The God bless the United States we've been using for a long time.
God bless the United States.
They just ignore, and it's not, we've had played whole montages of him slurring before. This is not new. The lisp is a little new.
Oh.
Things may have progressed in there. But right, I mean, it's just that all of it, the slurring, the stumbling, the lisping, the sniffing. Remember all the sniffing?
Oh, so much sniffing.
How much more obvious could it be that you're something is happening chemically or whatever? I just...
Allegedly.
Right, Chris.
Well,
sure.
But his son admits that he's a drug addict. His son says so. Donald Trump, Don Jr.'s on coke.
Oh, Don Jr. Don admitted Jr. that he himself.
He admits to
did he
coke.
Actually accuse Tim Walz of stolen valor?
Yes.
Tom,
yes.
Cokey of Cokey and Gummy, yes. Who's never served? Not one member of their family has served, including Captain Bonespurs? Oh, my God. Okay, Chris.
Poor Chris.
Don Jr.
Is it lost? Is it gone?
Don Jr.'s on coke.
Don Jr.
Chris blew it. See what I mean?
Don Jr.
There's a blow
yeah,
joke.
Yeah,
it was a blow
right,
joke.
Was
he couldn't find
funny.
It. Yeah, but we have it. Okay.
We
have a man meat sandwich with extra meat today.
Yes.
With Stephen Beschloss, mm-hmm. who I've been dying to get on, a political journalist, along with our regular man meat. Okay. So let's continue, shall we? God, who thought this election cycle would be magical enough to bring my Dear Abby impression back? And I'm going to Chicago Friday. God bless you, I say.
God bless.
It's my
United
cell phone
States.
Technology that says it makes me seem like it's something about this modern day equipment. This newfangled things.
Ethel Thayer sounds like I'm lisping.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Okay.
On Golden Pond reference.
Yep.
Wow.
Nicely done.
I'm the
baby.
Oldest person in the room, remember?
Yeah, that's right. All right. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by My Morning Kick.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, howdy. It is travelable. Is that a word?
It is travelable.
It's fantastic powder, strawberry lemonade. I'm telling you, every supplement is it. You know when you travel mm-hmm. and you got to bring all your, if you have all your different supplements and then you're like, I can't tell which ones are which.
Uh-huh.
And then you little pill box and it's a pain in the ass. 10 supplements in one. Your
wow.
probiotics, your prebiotics, your ashwagandha, stuff for your, to support your gut health, boost your energy, help you feel more youthful. It has been a game changer for me. I walk the circumference of every city that I'm in and take pictures and social media and
atta
stuff
girl.
Like that. Yeah. Powered by Morning Kick.
Hmm. You need to molest the statue of Goethe in Lincoln
sure.
Park.
I'll get to it.
Uh-huh.
No,
okay.
She got to get to the bean first.
Oh, the bean. That looks like something dirty. Okay, roundhouseprovisions.com. Now flick it. Type in the code Stephanie.
No!
Or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. He takes everything beautiful in my life and makes it dirty.
I don't know why.
These statements have not been evaluated.
I didn't say anything about the bean.
These
I said Goethe.
Everything Chris says has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever, and ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food. She is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. Deadly carbon monoxide leaks into your home at 2 a.m. In moments like these, every second counts. That's why you need Simply Safe Home Security. With Simply Safe, 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive live guard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home, warning them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every single day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join countless listeners and me who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass, though.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller. Rock on.
Yes. Rock on. Please, indeed. Go ahead. Rock on. Okay. Please proceed with the rocking of the on. Okay, Bob Skulli coming up in just a moment. Yes, Bob Skulli, thank you. He threads, I might have more faith in the campaign press if any of them actually reported that a lisping, slurring, dumbing mess Trump was on his must call. They just don't, right?
They don't.
By the way, remember the basket of deplorables was a news cycle forever?
Oh, yeah. Ever. Yeah, it still is.
Yeah, yeah. And the fact that Trump called Kamala Harris a bitch, I don't know how many times, like that just went away, poof. Okay. Oh, by the way, it's a true Stephanie Miller story on Twitter, Chris.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. I'll be the judge of that.
Alan Weisselberger tweeted, Hitler, no way. Chamberlain, way. JR said, does Alan listen to the Stephanie Miller show? Alan said, no, but Paula Poundstone told me I should. See, now he's a Stephanie Miller listener.
Sure. There you go.
Okay. Melissa in Chicago. Hello, Melissa.
Hello, gang. I'm so excited to see you there. I'm doubly excited about Governor Pritzker. Oh, my God.
Right?
What a get.
Way, right?
Yes, and I want to give a tribute. Not only was Joe Biden so selfless, mm-hmm. I want to call out. I moved from North Carolina to Illinois.
Yeah.
Governor Roy Cooper, who was being considered as VP, withdrew to keep that crazy lieutenant governor from being able to step up. So here's another case of Democrats putting country and people before.
And Melissa, my sister lives in North Carolina, and I just sent her a piece that North Carolina's in play, right? And Josh Stein is way up over crazy Mark Robinson that you just mentioned. So I'm just
Stephanie, I saw you. I lived in North Carolina for 15 years.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And I saw you at the Asheville show, and you hugged me, and we went to Von Thiel's restaurant.
Oh, Michelle.
And hung out for a little while. So we had so much fun. It was a great show. I love
Thank
when
you
do matinees, because that's...
Yeah, we do, too.
I do, too. Grandma does, too, Melissa. All right, love you, honey. Aw, oh, squeak. Bouchon.
Bouchon.
Oh.
Yes, with a creme brulee.
Bonjour. 29 minutes after the hour, Bob Seska next.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tony Weed is the winner in Northeast Wisconsin's 8th U.S. House seat Republican primary. Lisa Hale reports.
Weed faced off against State Senator Andre Jacques and former State Senator Roger Roth in two elections for the 8th Congressional District. One was for the remainder of Congressman Mike Gallagher's current term, which ended in January. The other was for a full term. Tony Weed will be the one to face Democrat Kristen Lierley on the November 5th ballot. I'm Lisa Hale.
Rebecca Cook emerges from a heated Democratic primary in Western Wisconsin's 3rd District for the right to take on Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden. Also, Wisconsin voters reject two constitutional amendment questions to move federal funds distribution from the governor to state lawmakers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One winner in last night's primary made history. Wisconsin will get its very first South Asian member of the state assembly. There was a three-way race for the 77th Assembly District, which represents the UW-Madison campus, Shorewood Hills, and the Nakoma Park, Monroe, and Vilas neighborhoods. Renuka Mayadev ended up winning. She works in the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. There's no Republican running in November, meaning Mayadev wins the seat. And it was the most crowded primary race in the state, but now there are only two candidates left campaigning to represent the 48th Assembly District, which was vacated by Melissa Ratcliffe, who won the 16th Senate District seat. That covers the Easttown Mall area, Sun Prairie, and part of Dodge County. Out of five candidates, Andrew Heisel ended up winning. This is redemption for him. He ran against Ratcliffe and lost 2 years ago. He'll face off against Republican Lisa Dempsey Rubrick in November. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Little sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 83. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, tomorrow. Tomorrow night could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch to an inch or more. Our low tonight, mid-60s. Tomorrow's high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school, sporting events, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be live on location at Volk Field with the Wisconsin Air National Guard's Northern Lightning. A great training exercise. Learn all about aircraft, pilots, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
.samhsa.gov.
Agree with my neighbor's choices or make the same one. But this country's great because we have a golden rule that makes things work. We mind our own damn business on those things. We mind our own damn business. Why would you think I need your advice to tell me what books I can and cannot read, or when to have a family, or how to have a family, or what religion to worship, or how to organize? You stay in your lane and I'll stay in mine. That's not that difficult.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm doing my homework for this guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I got stuff to talk to him about.
Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why, Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute, and I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Oh, hi. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Stephanie Miller. Hi.
Oh, that's weird. Our audio equipment is making you sound like you have a pronounced lisp. I don't know what that... Well, it's newfangled stuff, Stephanie.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, and it's great that people are finally noticing that, because I've been noticing that for years. You know what? I used to watch every single one of his COVID press conferences.
I know.
And I became intimately aware of all the weird things about his speaking style. And one of the things I noticed is, even in the best of circumstances... His mouth is really slobbery, and I know I'm going to make everyone vomit early in the morning. Sorry about your.
I had a Saint Bernard that was like that. Yeah.
Yeah, Chester, but it just was... like I kept commenting, "Oh my God, he's got such a slobbery mouth." It's like the opposite of that side effect you get with prescription drugs. You know, they always talk about dry mouth. Well, yeah. Donald Trump has wet mouth.
That's what they call either wet mouth Saint Bernards or dry mouth. Mine was definitely a
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for that mental image. Oh, but it's true. And then when his something in his mouth goes haywire, it gets extra slobbery and lispy. And
you've presented an opportunity for me to turn more women gay. Just imagine kissing Donald Trump's big, slobbery, wet St. Bernard mouth.
No. God. Just big, sloppy, wet, all over, just like down on your chin. Just all, like,
my dating pool just exploded. Yes, you and Hal Sparks, I have to say, are patriots. You have watched more Trump rallies and speeches. And you are what happens if you get Hal Sparks wet after midnight or feed him.
I love that metaphor. We're both gremlins. We're gremlins in two different stages of development.
Right. Yeah. Yes. I mean, this is the thing is, whenever he has one of these just crazy, this Elon Musk thing, you miss things because everything is so crazy, the slurring, the this, that. But how about the Hiroshima and Nagasaki weren't so bad? You're like, what the actual?
Yeah.
What? I mean,
and then
they're
he said
fine now.
Musk
they're fine now. No big deal.
Elon Musk said, they were talking about the climate crisis, and Elon says, it's not like the house is on fire. And I said, well, yes, the house is literally on fire, you moron.
Exactly.
Have you seen the news from Greece? Have you been to California? I mean, my God, there is now a season where the world catches on fire, and it just happens. Eventually, like, the sky is going to fill with fire, and Elon's going to be like, well, you know, what are you going to do about this? And it's a nightmare. And he's saying, you know what, it's not so bad. It's okay. That's my worst nightmare, that people like Elon Musk are going to be like, yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
It's
you know what?
Fine.
We'll make more sand berms to stop the tide. We'll start manufacturing sandbags for the world. You know, Apple will start creating eye bags, and we'll have to block the rising tide.
Yeah, you caught that on Threads. You said Elon pitching solar power. Donald, now Donald is saying that they should put solar panels on roofs and roofs of cars. They already are, dum-dum.
Another thing where Donald Trump comes up with an idea that's already been done and then makes it his own. See, I get this greatest idea, solar panels on rooftops. You
stay
believe
with me.
That?
Stay with me here. They're on the roof of your house.
That's right.
So, by the way, you said it perfectly also on Threads. You said, never has anyone spoken so fast and said so many words that mean absolutely nothing. It really is just incomprehensible packing peanuts. Just looking at that there strongly. There's a lot of things you can do. And outside, we're going to look at that. And you're just like, he gets to the end. There's nothing. He has said nothing.
Yeah. It's like the Lucy Chocolate Factory of words. It's just they don't mean anything. They're not into any particular sentence structure. There's no point to what he's saying. It's just words, words, words delivered at rapid fire pace. And that's, you know what, that makes me think that it's not a stroke that we were listening to the other night or when he did the God Bless the United States thing. It's something else is going on with his mouth. And I know Ronnie Johnson said that he, when that happened, when the God Bless the United States thing happened, he said that he dried up Donald Trump's fluids.
I'm so sorry. It's what you give wet mouth St. Bernards.
That's right. So, I guess so. If he's suffering from wet mouth, you want to dry up his fluids. So I guess Ronnie Johnson made an adequate medical decision.
Okay.
But that's I don't know. Right. We don't know what it is because he hides his medical records. He doesn't reveal any of that stuff, and that's a gigantic cover-up that the press is just ignoring.
All we know for sure is he has a miracle ear. It regenerates itself like... What, sea monkeys or what, right. I don't know, something? Like, what kind of tails? Like lizard tails? Maybe, I don't know. Something.
Yeah, it's like Wolverine, you know? He gets an injury and it just grows right back.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, speaking of medicine, by the way, he also said more people died of COVID during his administration than ours, and you said, Donald was president for 10 months during COVID. Biden's been president for nearly 4 years. I mean,
right.
I just, at this point, every single thing he says is, you know, just a lie, misleading, or just some pure delusion, like Kamala's crowds don't exist at all. They're all AI. Right.
Well, the COVID lie is the most infuriating of all the Donald Trump lies, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, this guy, through his negligence, through his deliberate negligence, presided over the deaths of 400,000 Americans. Remember Benghazi? Four Americans died at Benghazi, and the Republicans still can't shut the F up about it.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump presides over the deaths of 400,000 Americans that he could have prevented and didn't because he wanted to get reelected and didn't even win.
Yeah.
So he sacrificed all these lives for reelection, and he didn't even win the thing.
Even
I don't know how he sleeps at night. I guess, you know, with a wet mouth. A wet pillow from his
A wet my pillow.
Okay. You have turned every straight woman listening gay, and I thank you for that, Mom.
So sorry. I'm so not. I'm not sorry.
No, Stephanie's happy because that means more for her.
Right, more for me.
Yeah. But that's right. See, I'm a helper. I'm a friend, see?
Oh, speaking of helpers, Bob Schooley said Biden should drop into the DNC like Tom Cruise at the Olympics, high-five Harris, and say, can you believe he fell for that debate hustle and then ride a bike off?
Amazing.
By the way, speaking of the interview, George Conway said during his quote-unquote interview with Elon Musk, Donald Trump claimed that President Biden was close to the vegetable stage and he can barely walk. President Biden on Sunday, picture of him riding his bike.
Of course. The biggest myth out there that Joe Biden is somehow remarkably enfeebled and can't do anything except when he's riding a bike. Donald Trump has to drive that golf cart all around and just load his bulk and his wet mouth into that golf cart.
Stop saying it.
It's like a snail trail that's left behind the golf cart.
So
moist. Guys, see, now it took me all this time to work in the word moist.
Ew.
Now I
grossed out
everybody.
Okay.
I'm a serious
only you can make moist, not
you're
hot.
You're very hot.
Just everything looks like it's coming up roses, Bob. Just dust fire. No, we're not getting happy.
Okay.
Inflation slipped to 2.9% in July, much lower than expected. Michelangelo Signorelli says Biden boom. More bad news for the GOP, but good news for America. That's where we were. We are. Anything that's good news for America. Trump roots against, and good luck rooting against America, right? I mean,
Yeah. I mean, it's just this is all he's got left. He's got to control everything that happens in the United States, and then blame Joe Biden and blame Kamala Harris for it, because that's the way he thinks. That's the toxic positivity that he has. What he does is outstanding, and everything else that everyone else does is horrible and a disaster and a colossal failure. even though the opposite is true. I mean, we can look at everything. His right. His website, his social media app, Truth Central.
Right, Truth Central.
Is a colossal failure, lost all kinds of money in the second quarter. I think they made a total of something like $800,000 in revenue in the second quarter of 2024.
Yeah.
It's a disaster. And, of course, the stock tank, which is my favorite streaming show to watch. God.
I know. By the way, here was what I was looking for. Our friend Brooklyn Dad Defiant, the fact check. Trump just claimed America's education system is ranked around the bottom in the world. We're ranked 13th out of 177. I have never seen a former president who hates America more than Trump does. I mean,
That's right.
I mean, and this is why you see this explosion of hope and joy in the Harris-Waltz campaign that is so positive.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just was saying how, like, everything's making me cry. But, you know, when Kamala Harris announced, the vice president announced the Olympic wins, and everybody started chanting USA. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, yay, rooting for America.
Right. Yeah, the incredible thing about that is I think that coaxes a lot of people who wouldn't ordinarily vote for a Democrat to vote for a Democrat. People want to be part of this energy. It's so positive, especially given the nightmare of the 4 years of Donald Trump and the subsequent nonsense that he's, you know, continued to perpetuate since then and threatened the United States with fascism and authoritarianism and idiocracy and all the rest of it. And now people are really feeling this this positive electricity coming from Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And they just, it's like moths to a flame. You just want to be as close to it as you can. And even if you disagree with the policies, it's a positive thing for the United States. It's undeniable.
It's just that happy news is just killing me. Daily Beast tweets, the survey from progressive youth voting group Next Gen America, first shared with the Daily Beast, shows that Harris has vastly improved on Biden's performance among voters under 35, beating Trump in a multi-way survey, 53% to 36%. You know, I heard you quote this on the Bob Seska Show, which is my very favorite podcast in the entire world. Christopher Boozy, who has, predicted things, so he tweeted, when Florida flips in November, just remember who said it would flip first months ago. Oh, my God, would that be the final blow for Trump, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. In fact, I've got Christopher Boozy on my show today to talk about his brand new electoral map. So that came out recently. I can't wait to talk with him about that. But, I think Florida's on the map. I'm not saying that we're going to win Florida, but I'm just saying that there's a strong possibility if we continue to hustle and if we don't get happy. But you know what else I think is on the map? And I'm an outlier on this. I don't think even Christopher Boozy is predicting this. But I think Ohio.
Oh, God.
I think Ohio is a possibility.
If J.D. Vance loses them Ohio, I just, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Which
well, look,
I think he's capable
Obama,
of.
I mean, Obama won Ohio twice, 08 and 2012. Yeah, and I think it's possible to win that again. Sherrod Brown has a decent lead in the polls right now. I think that's, again, it's the energy. It's the snowball effect of the exuberance and momentum of this campaign that I think will continue to build and pick up states like Ohio, at least make it a possibility. But if I see one damn balloon. We haven't won
this
yet. People are going, Trump is toast. No. You have to go outside, turn around three times, and spit.
All right.
Otherwise, you're going to bring down the wrath of the thing and all the
rest.
But
let's future for a second. For instance, Chris, who said, let's assume our worst nightmare, that Democrats get the White House, the House, and the Senate. The first thing they'll do is get rid of the filibuster, and you'll have two new states, D.C. and Puerto Rico. That's four new Democratic senators in perpetuity. Who said that?
Deputy Dog.
No, that was Mitch McConnell threatening us with a good time.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? We actually have to do the Supreme Court thing, by the way.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about it so much. If we don't do it and the Republicans get back in power, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
So now that we've committed to this thing, it's probably a good idea to add that to the front burner.
Yeah.
Because, for the sake of
No, but I have a feeling. I mean, Democrats, we're already, that's what we love about this campaign. We're already fighting the way you and I have said alpha liberals should be fighting. I do feel like... You know, we're finally going to do some that we've always been talking about, you know?
Right. It's such a relief to see. And it's being handled so adeptly by the Democrats. You're not going too far. We're not selling out our values.
Right.
We're throwing off the glove and saying, you know what? We're not going to be pushed around anymore. We're not going to cower in the corner and say, please don't hurt me. My second West Wing reference
West Wing
of this
nerd.
Segment today.
Speaking of nerd, hang on. I have a... This is a Cheryl with a question for Bob Seska.
Okay.
A listener writes,
All right.
Cheryl in Bayonne writes, Dear Bob.
Did she write it in Lispy?
No, I'm just doing a Dear Abby because
it's a Trump Dear Abby thing.
Yeah.
Dear Abby.
Hi, Steph. Okay, no, almost. My husband and I were at your New York City Town Hall show. It was spectacular. We can't get to Chicago, and that has me bummed, especially since Mark Hamill will be there. Would you give him a hug for me, please? Yes, Cheryl, I will. We'll see the show virtually, even though in person is much better. It will be awesome. My question for Bob is, I don't remember Bob or anyone else mentioning, she's asking nerd things for me to mentioning in politics lately, seems to be similar to the Star Trek TOS episode Day of the Dove. I'm wondering what he thinks of this. Stephanie, it's the episode where a formless entity feeds on hate and keeps everyone angry and fighting. The only way to disable it is for the crews to keep laughing. Thanks, Cheryl. And
that sounds like,
I guess she would like Monsters me. That is the nerd.
Sounds like Monsters, Inc., actually.
That's the nerd question she wants me to ask Mark Hamill. Do you have a nerd question? Do you like that one? Or?
That's okay. I like that episode. It's a decent episode. The creature that does that, that has that effect on the crew, and I think the Klingons are in that one, too. I think that is it's an interesting-looking little creature. It's like just a red glow or something that hovers around in the corner. It's appropriate for that series. But, yeah, I mean, you know, look, I think this is one of those things where, you know, obviously there's allegory for what we're experiencing now. I don't know if we should welcome the MAGA people back into the fold, but, you know.
Yeah. All right, nerd.
They need to be deprogrammed.
Thank you, nerd. I appreciate it. By the way, I love you so much, as long as you never say wet mouth or moist again on this program.
I promise. I'll go a few weeks without saying wet mouth or moist. I promise.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I just think I did it again.
What's wrong with me?
All right. Get out, Bob. I love you.
Bye-bye.
Sexyliberal.com
love
for
you
Bob's.
Too. Bye-bye.
Fantastic podcast. 50 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to do a little tug on Chris LaVoy's muscles in Chicago. I tell you what, a little
tug.
Just a tug on them. See if they're real. They're real. You know why?
Well, pinch them or squeeze them. Don't tug on them.
Tug them. Give them a little tug. Okay. Like Santa's beard. Just make sure they're real. Power Life High Impact Protein. Whey. He uses the whey protein.
I use whey.
Use the no whey.
No whey.
Which is the plant protein.
Right.
Don't you think they should rename it no whey protein? I do. Okay. All right. Tony Horton, P90X guy, he discovered HMB, high impact protein, available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercise. He was coming back from shingles, and he looks and feels better than ever at 65 years old. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Type in the code FITNESS. Save 30%. Get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Or go right to mypowerlife.com and type in FITNESS.
The 21st century is a very dangerous century.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, if you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
Really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau Auguste, about his winemaking process? Music is displayed to the vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's six bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code is Stephanie.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agri-Fab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
A lot of us were alive to remember. For some, it's just legend. The 1982 Brewers World Series run. Join us this Thursday, noon to 2 on the All Ball Show as we welcome Kelly Call, producer, and Sean Hannish, director and producer of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers. We're giving away 4 tickets to the Brewers game and 4 tickets so you can be at the world premiere on September 13th. Join us on Thursday.
The Todd All Ball Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Yes, this portion of the show brought you by little Clyde going to visit Jody. Saying, will you thank Mama for the Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend? You can tell they're happy, the happiest, healthiest dogs in the world. Why? Because Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, it's made them superfoods, for God's sakes. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, those are the first 4 ingredients. Check the, if you're not feeding Dr. Marty's, go check your bag of food. You'll see cereal products, you'll see meat meal, you'll see stuff that's not food. This is not just food, it is superfoods, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables, raw, freeze-dried. Oh, my God, so all the nutrients, all the flavor packed right in there. And no mess for you, pantry safe, shelf stable. I mean, come on. 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. I go insane for the Cod Krispies.
So do I.
Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Alan was at the New York show. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Stephanie. It's my first time, too, talking to you.
Oh, hi. Hi.
I brought my daughter with me. My wife couldn't make it, and we were sitting in the center, lower row. And all of a sudden, as we're talking to some of the people around me, my daughter says to me, "Who's that cute guy?" And I look over and I said, "Oh, is that Dr. Doom? He was going to his seat."
Yes. Oh, really? Your teenage daughter was hitting on Dr. Doom? That is a magical story.
She was actually, she was hitting on the young guy that she brought with him. So I don't know if that was his grandson or his son.
Oh, maybe it was a Grand Doom.
A pharmacist. And,
oh, all right.
And, you know, if Dr. Doom wants to set up, we can work something.
Okay. But, look at you pimping out your daughter. All right. Well, thank you, Alan. Thanks for coming.
I thought you were great. I thought the staff was great. And I was amazed that Dino does, that you were able to put Dean and Malcolm next to each other, and nothing happened.
No, we all get along. Yes. They were all fantastic with each other. And Chicago, I mean, Governor Pritzker just added to an already stellar lineup. SexyLiberal.com. Stephen Beschloss next.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, The John and Gordy Show.
On our next show, we're going to try and find John Peterson. He's been missing in action all week.
And a Cornfest guest.
Join us early in the morning.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.